like the skies, dark like the way. They turn each moment into blessed sway. Hold tight the skies, dark like the way. They turn each moment into blessed sway. Keys to an Islamic lifestyle.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has beautifully mentioned that whosoever recites 50 times Durood Sharif upon me daily, I shall shake hands with that person on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Marhaba and welcome to the viewers of Madani Channel to a wonderful and a beautiful series known as Keys to an Islamic Lifestyle, in which we are learning about what keys in life do we need to follow an Islamic lifestyle. What keys do we need to unlock the door of success? We learned about the power of daily intentions, or the power of making intentions in our daily life. We learned about respecting parents. We learned about the art of gratification. We learned about many things: patience, anger, jealousy, relationship with the Quran, etc. And the sunnah of our day-to-day lives, what to do, what not to do. And alhamdulillah, so far, the series has taught each one of us a lot. Where in this modern age, with science and technology, etc., and lots of shameless activities outside in this dunya, or lots of many modern activities outside of the Western world, how can one remain safe and protected and follow in our Islamic way? Alhamdulillah, this is that series where we've so far learned a lot. And another great topic today, a wonderful and amazing topic. And before going into this topic, this is something that every single person has the power to do. And whosoever does it will be one of the closest people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His rank will be very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today's topic is the blessing of helping others. What benefit do we even get when we help other people? Firstly, most importantly, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, we seek His forgiveness, we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from the consequences of our actions. Whomsoever Allah azza wa jal guides, none can misguide. And whomsoever Allah azza wa jal causes to go astray, no one can guide. And we send countless of salutations and durood sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the mercy of all the world, the leader of the righteous, the greatest example and benefit to every single thing in this dunya and akhirah. Allah azza wa jal says in the glorious Quran, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, wa ta'awanu ala albirri wa taqwa, wa la ta'awanu ala al-ithmi wal-udwan. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ Translation, and help one another in righteousness and piety. And do not help one another in sin and injustice. And fear Allah. Indeed, Allah's punishment is severe. Now notice the balance here. Help. Allah is ordering us to help one another. But in what? Only in righteousness. When it comes to cooperate, where Allah says that we should cooperate with one another, but in when? In what? Not in sin. Cooperate with each person in everything except sinning. And it comes to support, not in oppression, where we should not help one another in sin and injustice, but we should help one another in righteousness and piety. Islam is not a passive worship. It is active contribution. If your Islam benefits no one, in the terms of that You can be the greatest of Muslims. But if you're not helping one another, then you are keeping your knowledge to yourself. You know how to perform salah correctly. You know how to fast properly. You know what breaks fast, what doesn't break fast. You benefit yourself. But your knowledge, if it is not benefiting others, then we should reflect and realize that, are we actually a people's person? Are we actually those people whom Allah ordered to help one another? Do we fall under those people who follow the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah ordered us to help people in righteous things. We know how to perform salah. The person next to me is new, a new Muslim, or is someone new to this. He doesn't know how to perform salah. Did we follow the hukum of Allah to help him in righteousness? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, أَحَبُّ النَّاسِ إِلَى اللَّهِ, the most beloved people to Allah are those أَنْفَعُهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ, who are most beneficial to people. And this is not my words. This is not someone else's words. This is the words of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The most beloved people to Allah are those who are most beneficial to people. Not the one who's the most wealthy. Not the one who's the most followed. Especially the usage of social media, youngsters who are watching, people who love social media. Those people are not the beloved to Allah, who are the most wealthy, who are the most followed people, the most praised. No, the most beneficial to people are the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But now on one side, you're using the same social media to get followers, to benefit people. Intention is there, good intention. You will become among the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to being wealthy, if you're using your mal, your wealth, alhamdulillah, many viewers who are watching, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them in countless of ways. Each one of us, Allah has blessed us with everything. We just need to open our eyes and see the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, myself, everyone who's watching, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us everything. Allah has given more to some people. The one who is the most wealthiest is not the one who's the most closest to Allah. But that wealthy person who constantly helps people with the wealth that Allah gave him, that person is a beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the terms of praise, the one who is the most praised is not the one who's the most closest to Allah, but the one who's the most praised because he is keep on constantly helping people is among the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every single thing, no matter your status, your financial area, or in the sense of, when I mean financial stability or whatever it is, if you are a people's person, a person who benefits the community, benefits the people, benefits relationships, benefits friends, benefits cousins, benefits relatives, benefits every single person you can benefit, becomes the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So your rank with Allah is directly connected to how much good flows from you into the lives of other people. Ask yourself honestly. So far in this series, we've had many reflective questions. We talked about jealousy, takabbur, pride, arrogance, patience, anger, gratification. And now on this also, I want each one of us to ponder properly, reflect. Who is benefiting because of our existence? A deep question that should, and I hope, penetrates the heart. That hamari wajah se kisko nafa pahunch raha hai? Aisa koi shakhs hai bhi ki hamare wajah se usko nafa pahunch raha hai? That is there anyone who is even benefiting because of our existence? Our existence, is it even beneficial to one person in this dunya or not? Or am I just benefiting myself? In a powerful hadith sharif narrated by Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radhiyallahu anhuma, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, a Muslim is a Muslim's brother. He does not oppress him nor abandon him. Whoever fulfills the need of his brother, Allah will fulfill his need. Whoever relieves a Muslim of a hardship, Allah will relieve him of a hardship from the hardships of the day of resurrection. And whoever conceals the fault of a Muslim, Allah will conceal his faults on the day of resurrection. Mentioned in Bukhari Sharif and Sahih Muslim. Very, very great, authentic ahadith books that teach us what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even teach us. What did he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Among all of those beautiful words of Aqaid wa Jahan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is one of them. A Muslim is a Muslim's brother. Clear cut, no long story. Everything made short. And one of the Hadith Sharif mentions that لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. That none of you can be a complete believer until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. Again, a reflective question. Something that we must reflect upon. We all love money. Because with money we can go to Umrah. We can go for Hajj. We can benefit people. We can give charity. We don't love money for other reasons. We love money for this reason. We can benefit our parents. We can give back in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can help the poor, the needy, the destitute. But that same money, are we using it properly to help Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's bondsman? When I meant we love money, the Hadith Sharif was what? That you cannot be a complete believer until you love for your brother what you love for yourself. We love money. Do we love to help others because they are our brother and sisters in Islam? Any Muslim, proper aqidah, any Muslim is our brother, is our sister. We love money for ourselves. Do we help others who need money? We love praise and honor and respect for us. But do we love respect, honor and dignity for other people as well? We need to love for others what we love for ourselves. We love to be respected. Do we respect others? We love being stress-free. Did we do anything to remove the stress of another human being, another Muslim or brother or sister? We love to be financially stable. Did we help someone financially? We want to be medically stable, or we want not to take medicines. We want to be pure and clean and healthy. Did we visit a sick person to try and see what is it that we can do that he can, through the mercy of Allah, can get shifa? We can comfort him. Then comes empathy, comes sympathy. We love that people must ask and remove our problems. Did we do anything to remove any other person's problems? You help someone, Allah helps you. What does Hadith Sharif said? Don't you want Allah to help you? Again, this is all reflective. Again, inshallah, we'll continue with our topic. All of this is reflective now. That we help someone, then Allah is going to help us. We having difficulties, financial problems. Trust me, every viewer watching right now, including myself, we thank Allah for everything that He has given us. And we are going through difficulties. There is no human being who does not go through difficulties. Some people's problems are all financial related. Some people's are all medical related. Some people's are all, you can say, emotionally related. Every person is going through something. But have you ever stopped and thought that, Ya Allah, I know that if I help him, you will help me. Ya Allah, I need your help. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us the ticket to Allah's help. This is just for explanatory purposes. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us a means to attain Allah's help is to help other people. You remove someone's stress, Allah removes your stress. You protect someone's honor, Allah protects your honor. Jo karoge, wohi paoge. Ya jaisi karni, waisi bharni. Whatever you do will be done upon you. You help others, Allah will help you. You love others, Allah will love you. You praise others, Allah will praise you. Allah will cause others to praise you. You love others for Allah, Allah will love you. Allah will put your love in others' hearts for you. You must have noticed, and I'm hoping, inshallah, that many people must have noticed this, that sometimes it happens that we don't know many people. When we go into gatherings, family gatherings, Islamic gatherings, school gatherings or whatever it is, somewhere from some place, there are some people who know us but we don't know them. And they come and meet us and hug us. Assalamu alaikum, huzur, how are you? Everything's okay. I heard a lot about you. You don't know who that person is. Yet that person is meeting you with love, honor, respect, dignity, smiling, everything. Then he tells you that that person told me what you did for him. That person told me that he was crying and you helped him. Hazrat, do you need anything? Allah is helping you through the means of people. Take it. When Allah gives, open your hands and take whatever Allah gives you. Because Allah gives the best to the best. Now, the Hadith Sharif that I mentioned, it is a divine transaction. You help people, Allah will help you. It is like business. In terms of put it in the respectful category, if you do good to others, Allah will cause goodness to happen to you. Or Allah will have goodness be done to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, and whatever you spend in the path of Allah, He will give more in return. You never lose by giving. We normally believe that if you give maal or wealth to someone, your maal decreases. Apparently it does. We example, if I have a 100 rand note, or $100 note, a 100 rupee note, whatever. From that 100 rands, if I give it to someone to help him, and in my account or in my savings, I had 1,000 rand. I gave 100 rand, now I have 900 rand left. Apparently it looks less that, Ya Allah, I gave money decreased when you mentioned that you will give more in return. And if someone is grateful, he gets more. Apparently, that 100 rand decreased from your account. But it is a promise from Allah. He will give you when you need it most. And why not give in the path of Allah? The maal, the wealth that we have is from Allah. Why do we feel shy to give in the path of Allah? And knowing that I can benefit so and so person, Allah will benefit me. You never lose by giving. You lose by withholding. Like knowledge. If you don't spread your knowledge decreases. But if you spread knowledge, your knowledge increases. The dunya teaches scarcity. Allah teaches abundance. The more sincere you help the powerful, the replacement. Or the more powerful the replacement. You helped one person. Allah will send two people to help you. And you won't even know that this is because of that help. Allah won't tell you. Allah won't remind you that this is because of that. Later on in life, you will realize that, Ya Allah, I did this for so-and-so person, and you somehow, with your power, knowledge, everything, you helped me through these people. We don't realize things now. Only in the future is when we realize things. We should all look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam helped the poor people. He served his family. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam repaired his own sandals, carried goods for other people as well. He sat with the weak people, whether they were strong, powerful, weak, poor. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sat with everyone, defended the oppressed people. People who were oppressed, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to them, comforted them, empathized with them, sympathized with them. He fed the hungry people. Any person who came in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never left empty-handed, kept on giving, kept on spreading Islam. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave and gave and gave without even looking at how much he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. Allah blessed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the keys of the treasures of this dunya. Yet, with that much of honor, dignity, respect, power, money, love, praise, he sat with poor people. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam helped the weak people. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed people how to be humble. He spread love. A whole dunya loves Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He spread Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed that whole dunya is now full of Islam. Every single country, countless of Muslims are present, residing and taking and praising the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the greatest, is the greatest and will forever remain the greatest of leaders. And yet he was also, sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a people's person. He always sacrificed his time, his life, so that he can help people. This type of service or being a people's person, it elevates never humiliates. Now, how many people we've helped? Allah has always elevated our status. He never humiliated us. Service elevates, never humiliates. Instill this in your hearts. Put it on your statuses. Teach it to other people. That being a people's person, for the sake of Allah, that's the condition. Being a people's person elevates, never humiliates. You can help people through teaching, through listening. Yes? Just by listening, you're helping people. What do therapists do? What do psychologists do? People who go for therapy, they don't always want solutions. And some people might even understand what I'm saying. In the terms of some people went through with what I'm saying. That some people went to therapists to tell them their problems, to solve their problems. They didn't want the therapist to solve the problem. They just wanted an ear, a listener. And they get helped. Just by listening, you helping someone. By teaching, you helping someone. By consoling, you helping someone. Someone's family or relative passed away. And you there to comfort him, to console him. When the day comes when problems come in your life, Allah will use that same person to come and assist you, inshallah. Advising people, making dua for people. What we do, we get. If we make dua for others to be happy, indirectly, Allah will cause others to make dua for you. And you will remain happy. Trust me and try this out. Helping people brings comfort in one's heart. It ek sukoon milta hai, kisi ki madad karna. Gareeb ki madad karna. Someone who is in problem, who's destitute, to help a destitute person, to help someone who's in pain. When you be the means of causing someone's stress to be removed, automatically you feel happy. Ek alag hi khushi hoti hai, kisi ki madad karna. To help someone, it's a different feeling. And some of the greatest deeds are quiet and unseen. And Allah loves what is done sincerely. Helping people doesn't mean you must post it on social media. I'm going to have to say this again so that it can be instilled in our hearts. Helping people to show off on social media is never beneficial. Sincerity matters. Okay, how much am I doing? And for whom am I doing it for? For Allah or for people? If you do it for Allah, Allah will help you. And the nafs says, me first. The soul says, me first. Prioritizes oneself. Islam says, others before you. Helping others crushes arrogance. It crushes it. It destroys it. Why should I help him? Who is he? Let me help whoever it is. Allah will elevate my status. Apparently, I won't get more beautiful, more handsome. Apparently, I won't get more clean. No. Apparently, my clothes won't become even whiter than how it is. Internally, Allah will purify me, inshallah. It softens hearts. It builds empathy. Removes selfishness. You want spirituality to grow? Serve. Be a people's person. Serve the people. Now, helping others does not mean that one should become naive. Does not mean being naive. The righteous people won't. And this is, inshallah, and will end. This is a very beautiful, you can say, advice from the pious predecessors where they told us what to do, what not to do, etc. And one of them said that avoid the company of a liar, because he will make what is near seem distant, and what is distant seem near. He will deceive you. Don't help liars. A liar distorts reality. It is also said, avoid the company of a foolish person, because he will harm you while trying to benefit you. Don't allow help from people who are liars. Don't allow help from people who are stupid, who are foolish. They will, instead of helping you, they will hurt you. And it has been reported, avoid sitting with those who cut ties with their relatives. For in the book of Allah, such a person is cursed in three places. If someone breaks blood ties easily, do not expect loyalty from them. You're going to help someone who breaks relations. how can you even expect that that person will come and help you one day? Wo apno ka nahi raha, wo gairon ka kya rahega? He's not someone who is with his family. How is he going to be with you? And finally, inshallah, help one another in righteousness and piety. And do not help one another in sin and injustice. People say, or people misuse loyalty. They say, be a real friend. Have my back. Watch my six. Support me. Labbaik, I'm there for you. Only in righteous things, not in sins. If it's haram, don't be an assistant to him. Or don't assist him. Never support him. You never assist injustice. Real loyalty is saving someone from wrongdoing, not enabling it. On the day of judgment, your money will not speak. Your status will not speak. Your followers will not speak. Your deeds will. And the heaviest deed on your scale can be perhaps a hardship you removed of someone. A tear you wiped. Someone is weeping, he was crying, you wiped his tears. A fault you concealed. A need you fulfilled. Helping others is not just social goodness. It is preparation for the Qiyamah. A final reflective question. Are we known for solving problems, relieving stress, giving sincere advice, bringing people closer to Allah? Or are we known for drama, negativity, selfishness, enabling sin? Be honest, Allah already knows. Now, based on this, I ask Allah Azza wa Jalla, Ya Allah, grant all the viewers of Madani Channel, myself, and all the Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to be granted the tawfiq to know the art of helping people, the blessings of helping one another. Ameen. بجاي خاتم النبيين صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
Keys to an Islamic lifestyle.